Yeah, so if you guys have seen some new faces here today, it's because we're a team of about 13 of us here from YWAM Perth that have been visiting and been in Adelaide area for just over a week now. And so, yeah, we're here today. We've got some testimonies to share with you, a skit and a bit of a message just to, share about a bit of what we've been doing and a bit of encouragement as well. So I'm going to invite my team to come up. And so I think some of you might be familiar with YWAM. There's a YWAM base just down the road from here. So we're from the base in Perth, and we're part of a discipleship training school. And so this is a mix of staff and students here. We're basically on the outreach phase of this six-month school. So we've been on the road for about 9 weeks now, going to Tasmania, Victoria, and now in South Australia. We'll just introduce ourselves, our names, and where we're from, and then we'll share some testimonies with you guys. Oh, my name's Tasman, and I'm from the UK.
Hi, my name's Emily, and I'm from Australia.
My name's Phoebe, and I'm from the United States.
My name's Hanan, and I'm from Perth, Western Australia.
My name's Sarah, and I'm from a town called Bunbury in Western Australia.
Hi, my name's Joshua. I'm from Perth.
Hi, my name is Andrea. I was born in Venezuela.
Hi, I'm Leilani, and I'm from a small town called Exmouth in Western Australia.
My name is Ben, and I'm from Albany, WA.
And this is
Magnus.
I'm Anna. I'm from Singapore.
Great. My name is Chris, and this is my wife Leanne and our son Magnus, and we're from the United States. But Magnus was born last year in Perth, so he's a bit of an Aussie. So we're hoping he can claim it one day.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Okay, so as I said, we've been on the road for about 9 weeks now. Just doing different outreach things. So we've been working with a YWAM base in Tasmania. We did a Bible distribution project there. And then we've done a lot of evangelism, street evangelism, working with local churches. And so we have a couple students who are going to share some testimonies just from our time that we've been on the road. So I'm going to invite Sarah to, just share with you a little bit.
Good morning, everyone. So we're in week 9. It's been absolutely amazing, just all the things that we've gotten up to. And one of my highlights from the trip would be when we were in Victoria, we got to help out with this family that was connected to the church. And there was, like, grandparents, and they had 5 kids there, and they were doing the best that they can, and we were able, like, 5 of us were able to go over there and just help them out with, like, gardening, like, schoolwork, and, like, just being able to, like, build connection with them. And it was, like, an amazing time of just being able to connect, like, share testimonies with them, like, hear their story, and, being able to pray for them and just help them out. And through that time, we were there for about a week and a bit, and there was this girl, her name was Emily. She was 14, and me and her really connected really well. And, like, she was telling me a bit about her story, and she had a lot of hurt with her dad. And I was, like, talking to her about, like, forgiveness and how God sees forgiveness, and she ended up forgiving her dad, which was amazing. And, the next day we went back, and I was talking to her more, and she'd never really heard, like, the gospel in, like, the full. She'd only heard, like, bits and pieces, what she's heard in church or what her grandparents have told her. So I was able to share the full gospel with her, and by the end of that, she gave her life to Jesus, and we were able to give the family 2 Bibles to the eldest girls and, like, really encourage them, and it was just an amazing time of being able to connect with them and helping them out as much as we could.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's really cool about being like a short-term team is that we get to come in and we get to encourage like the long-term team that are there, the church, and getting to come alongside and be a part of what they're doing is really awesome and quite a privilege. Another thing that we get to do while being on outreach is it's not only just reaching out to others, but God also teaches us a lot of things. He shows us things and we grow in different ways, which is really awesome that we can do both at the same time. And so I'm going to invite Hannon up to share a bit about his experience in these past few weeks as well.
Hey, I'm Hannon. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, so this has been a period of growth for me on this outreach. And we come to church every Sunday, but I've been communing with the saints every day. And it's kind of like being in a rock tumbler. So you find rocks like opals and they're covered in sharp, jagged edges. And then you put them in a tumbler, tumble around, and they just get smoothed over. And eventually, given enough time, you can see the beautiful colors underneath. And that's kind of what it's been like for me. Every day I get up and there's the same people. There's Ben. I wake up and he's a soft-hearted guy. He probably the first thing he'll do is he'll hug me and say, I love you. And then there's my friend Chris. He's my mentor and I can come to him with any problem. I can tell him anything and I can be completely vulnerable and open and I don't have to be afraid to be judged. And, it's just, it's a long transforming process and it takes a long time to get rid of those jagged edges. And, yeah, so what I'm saying is it wasn't like the first day I met these guys and Ben tells me he loves me, but it's the every single day of him telling me that he loves me, soften those edges. And every time Chris says, hey, come and talk to me. And I do that. And I speak to him that those jagged edges are removed and I can be unashamed to be myself and to, you know, just reveal who I truly am underneath. Yeah, and it's been 5 months of these guys every single day in that rock tumbler to just help me realize that, you know, I can be myself around my family. And I don't have to hide, I don't have to be ashamed. And I know that you will love me for who I am because Christ loved you first. So yeah, this is my testimony from joining a discipleship and communing every day. So I just want to encourage everybody to just try and get as involved as possible with the church, commune with each other as often as possible, and yeah, just love one another. So yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I think someone was praying it out earlier about thanking Jesus for the body, and it is a really beautiful thing that we get to be a part of where we're helping each other grow, we're supporting each other, loving each other. And yeah, we've definitely experienced that on our team. There's been like hard times and good times, but you know, we're always there for each other, and I think that's what the body's there for, to encourage, to push. We're not meant to be doing this on our own. We're not, called to be independent and individual, but we're called to be a part of a family of people who are loving God and loving each other. And we'll touch a bit more on that. We've got a bit of a skit and a message coming later. But I think we're going to move into another song now, I believe. Yes. And then we'll be back.
Awesome. Well, again, I'm Emily. My name is Emily. And I just wanted to explain a bit about the skit and then share a bit of my story. So as you can tell, the person in the skit, she comes up and she has all these different masks. So she's got a mask for always looking presentable, always looking perfect, and being prominent on social media, different things like that. And then she's got another one which is like drinking and smoking and then she's got another one which is like very religious, like she's praying and she's reading her Bible, but it's only for a time and it's only so that she fulfills that kind of that requirement to be a Christian. But she changes it depending on who comes in the door. And then when Jesus comes through, she doesn't know what to do. She's confused. She's like, oh, I don't know what to wear now, because, like, he doesn't require us to wear anything. He doesn't require us to put on a face and look a certain way. But, yeah, when she invites him in, he sees these and he's like, that's not you. That's not who you are. And then one by one he asks, he's like, can I break this? Can I take this away so that you can be fully who I created you to be? And that definitely reflects my own life in the past. I have kind of been a human chameleon, I guess you could say, just with, I would put on a mask depending on who I was with and wanting to please everyone and wanting to fit in with all these different people. Like I used to be friends with so many different people, not because I was a friendly person or because I was especially great, but because I could be exactly who they wanted me to be. And I remember just like the heaviness from that, like always having to constantly change who I am depending on the situation. And something that God taught me was that I don't have to hide, kind of like in the song, like that you don't need to hide anymore. You don't need to wear a mask. You don't need to put on a face. You don't need to look a certain way or do certain things, but he loves you just as you are, and you can come to him raw, real, like broken, a mess, a complete mess. Like Jesus loves our messes, and I love that about him. And I remember just different times in my own life where I've had this unrealistic expectation of myself to look a certain way or to be perfect and to always get it exactly right. And yeah, multiple times God has spoken that to me, like you don't need to be perfect. I'm perfect for you. You don't need to be perfect, and you don't need to hide who you are. And just the last 3 years as I've been involved with YWAM and have been discipled and, yeah, taking my faith seriously and making it more of a lifestyle and not just a go to church on Sunday sort of thing, has been when God really has been transforming my life and showing me what it looks like to be a child of God always, not just on Sunday, not just in front of your family, not just in front of a certain group of people, but always having that identity of like, I belong to God. I am the Lord's, and he is, you know, like he is my identity. And I think just as Hannah was sharing, I was really, really touched by that, because I've seen his growth. I've seen his transformation, and it's been crazy to see like God moving. Yeah, just the fact that like we don't need to hide who we are for God to love us. We don't need to pretend. And God loves that about us. When we come to him real, when we come to him raw, and no amount of mess is too big for him. And he doesn't require us to be perfect. And so I just, I felt to share that today, that, you know, you don't need to hide. You don't need to run away from the truth of, oh, I messed up, but you don't need to run away from that. You can say, okay, God, I messed up. Here it is. Take it. Like, I am so imperfect, so far from perfect, but he is more than enough for every single one of us. So I just felt to encourage you with that today, just that, you know, like he doesn't care, like about what you look like or the face you put on, but he cares what's in your heart, and he wants us to come with open hearts, with raw and real hearts to him, and just giving our all to him, no matter how big the mess is or how many mistakes we've made. Yeah.
Yeah, I think a real key part of that that I definitely struggled with at the beginning was like actually allowing God to point those things out. And so I think often, at least for me, when I was putting on these masks, I wore masks so much that I didn't even realize that I was wearing them anymore. And I thought that was who I was. And so it didn't really allow room for, you know, God to be like, this is your identity, because I was so convinced that my identity was these masks that I was putting on. And so, you know, I think an encouragement could be just be allowing God to really speak into who you are and what is true and what is something that you're putting on yourself. Because I think often, like for me, I definitely went through a moment where I was like, okay, I need to take off these masks. But every so often it can be a little, I'll just put it on for a second, or this is a new environment, I'm a bit nervous, I'm just going to put a different one on.
And so it's kind of like that consistency in walking in, actually, no, we don't put them on, we leave them, we are who we are, and if that doesn't fit in with the people around us, then so what? Like, we're not made to fit in, we're not made to blend in with everyone else to be a chameleon, like Emily was saying, but we're made to be who God has called us to be, and who he says we are, and I think that's the most beautiful thing we can wear, you know, ourselves, our own faces. But yeah, that's all from us today. Thank you so much for allowing us to come and kind of take over your service a bit. We'll be sticking around if you guys want to chat, if you guys want prayer for anything that we've spoken about, or just hear more about what we're up to, more testimonies from our time. We've got plenty more to share about what we've been up to and the ways that God has been moving in our lives. But that's it from us. Back to you. Sweet.